chair and go one-on-one. Sponsored by Farm Bureau Insurance, where Tennessee turns to us.
Happy to be joined now by Titans defensive tackle, Cenderic Marks. Now, did I say that right? Are you a defensive tackle or a nose tackle?
Both.
Both.
Defensive lineman, I said.
Defensive lineman. Okay,
yes.
But what's the big difference?
Defensive tackle is usually your guy who you like to do a lot of movement. And usually your nose tackle is the guy who you like to just hold and hunker down the middle and try to get more push on the center and in the middle of their offense.
Which are you playing more of right now?
Nose tackle.
Do you like it?
Oh, yeah, I enjoy it.
Well, it seems like it would be hard work. I mean, there's not a lot of glory in that.
Oh, no, it is. It's pretty hard work. And, you know, a lot of times I have to be reminded by Coach Rocker that, you know, I have to sit in and do the dirty work, you know, because of a lot of the times I may want to get away and try to go make tackles, but playing a nose tackle position, you're usually going to get double teamed because you're right in the middle of the defense. And you know, usually you have to hold those guys up and try not to get pushed within the middle of your defense. So it's a lot of dirty work in it, and I'm proud to be the one who do it.
And you're not a guy who played that in high school or college, right?
Well, we played a little bit in college.
Okay.
It was the same as when I first got here, where we didn't play nose guard and defensive tackle. We played right and left defensive tackle. So whoever was in that situation usually played that position. So I played it some, but, you know, I'm kind of enjoying it now.
You found your niche.
Oh, I have. I have, man. And I think it's grown on me, you know, especially playing on the other side of Jarrell. And I think we've created pretty much a great chemistry right there, right in the middle of the defense.
Now, what is it with you and Jarrell Casey? The two of you, you have that synergy. Where does it come from?
I don't know. You know, we're from two different parts of the United States with two different type of people. But just for some reason on the field, we seem to click. You know, when we're around the building, when we're around at work, we click real well and we get along real well. But on the field, you know, I kind of have that niche of knowing what he's going to do in certain situations. And he knows, you know, what I like to do in certain situations. So we kind of play off each other, and it turns out pretty good.
And you've got a chance to grow together with both of you being young players. I mean, that's got to be exciting for you for your future.
Oh, yeah, that's very exciting. You know, knowing that he's still young, he still have a lot to learn. I'm still young. I still have a lot to learn. We both came in and playing up under Coach Rocker in his first year, new defense. So we both learned it at the exact same time, and we was both, you know, still growing in our process of in our career. So I think we have a lot more learning to do about each other, and I think it's going to turn out pretty good.
All right, let's move away from football for a second. Is there a guy on the Titans team that has more hobbies than Cenderic Marks?
I don't know. I don't think it is.
Well, let's go through them. Let's start fishing.
Oh, love it.
Love it.
Yeah.
What do you fish for?
Bass.
Bass. And where do you like to go?
Well, this past week, man, Zach Clayton went out to Percy Priest.
Okay. But you'll go all over and fish, right?
Oh, yeah. I love going to new places. I love trying new adventures. Love going to new places. And, you know, I enjoy just going out and enjoy the sport and enjoy, you know, trying to find where the fish are at and just continue to just go out each and every week to try to get my knowledge better at where the fish are. You know, so it's a sport that I enjoy. It keeps me on my toes, and I like to be active.
Are we going to see you with Bill Dance somewhere in the future? Is that going to happen? You going to be on his TV program?
I'm pretty sure I am. You know, I always tell a lot of my friends back home, they all fish also, and, you know, they call themselves fishermen. I tell them I'm not a fisherman no more. I'm an angler now.
You're an angler?
Oh, yes.
I like it.
I've moved up.
All right, so you got fishing, and then you got golf.
Oh, yeah.
Are you serious about golf?
I really am. I really am. I picked up golf, I think, on draft day when we were sitting around waiting on the draft to come on. And I started to get a little anxious and started to get tired of just sitting around. So I went out and I started playing golf, and I learned it that day. And, you know, now I probably go out and play it 2-3 times a week.
All right. So you got fishing and you got golf. What else do you like to do?
Oh, I love to hunt.
Love to hunt?
Oh, yes. Love hunting. Grew up hunting. My dad hunted a lot. We did a lot of hunting. Growing up deer hunting, actually. And this past offseason, I got into duck hunting with one of my teammates from college. Went down to Mississippi and duck hunting in the Delta down there. That was pretty awesome. And trying to get into turkey hunting and hog hunting and all. So I really enjoy hunting. I like outdoors adventures, really what I like to do.
How do you find time for football?
Oh, I have to find time for football.
With all these other activities, it doesn't seem like you have much time for football.
Oh, yeah. I'm on a set schedule for football, you know.
But I would say, though, that all these things that you do and that you're into probably really help you a lot to get away from the grind of what football
is. Oh, yeah, it does. It does. You know, when we're out hunting or we're in the woods or we're on the water like me and Zach was this past week, it's very relaxing. You know, it's not football out there. We may say a couple things about, you know, what may happen in the game or how something is going at work or meeting rooms or something like that. But, you know, it lets you get away from all of it. It lets you relax. You know, it's just like a guy who works so many hours a week and he just gets away and go outdoors and look up into the sky. You know, it's kind of sort of that feeling. So it's very relaxing and I enjoy it. And I think that's something that that you have to do just to get away from it and get your mindset back and humble yourself and get your feet back on solid ground.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Send Derek Marks with us on Titans All Access. We're back with more of the show right after this.